Commentator Link Nickel got married and had kids later in life, and when it came to child-rearing, she did her homework, read lots of books by child-rearing experts. She now realizes that sometimes those experts have their limits.
Last week on our summer vacation, my husband and I did the unthinkable. We spanked our 3-year-old son. We are baby boomers. We are not supposed to spank. That was something our parents did to us. No, we, the enlightened generation, are supposed to nurture our child's inner desires. We are supposed to allow him to get in touch with his true self. The problem is, our son has been getting a little too wild. During our summer road trip, he discovered how to get out of his car seat. My husband and I have had many discussions about child discipline. We rely on today's child-rearing books, and one thing is clear. Spanking is practically synonymous with child abuse. Instead, we practice a strategy of giving our child choices, letting him make his own mistakes so he can learn from the consequences. So on this car trip, with the issue of car safety, we said, "Dear, you have a choice between getting back in your car seat or sitting along the highway in a boiling car. Which would you prefer?" After hours of this approach, lots of high-pitched whining, and no success, my husband finally shouted, "If you don't get back in your car seat and stay there, I'm going to spank you." There was silence. I couldn't believe he said the S word. "You're going to have to follow through on that," I said, echoing another child-rearing tip I had read. My son ignored my husband's demands. He jumped up, spun around, and pressed his face against the back window and laughed. I looked at my husband. He looked back. We pulled over into a nearby Wendy's parking lot. My husband got out of the car and opened my son's door. He took him out of the back seat. I covered my eyes, but I could still hear. I counted. 1, 2, 3, 4. My husband got back into the car and said calmly, "I spanked him with his pants on." "Good," I said, relieved. We got back on the highway, and for the first time in hours, our child was still. 2 hours later, when we reached our destination, we realized that the rest of our trip had been unusually cheerful. The spanking had not hurt him, and it had not hurt us. The hard part was realizing that maybe, just maybe, a type of discipline once used by our parents had actually worked.
Link Nickel is a photographer and mother of Woods, age 3. She lives in Alexandria, Virginia.